You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Tuesday, August 12th, and today we are remembering Fannie M. Lewis, a crusader in Cleveland, Ohio, someone who inspired hundreds, if not thousands, of people in that state. We want to know who has inspired you, who has changed your life. Give us a call at 877-8 or my take, or you can drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And joining me today is Catherine Lamfer, who's sitting in for John Hockenberry. And Catherine, next up, we're going to talk Olympic basketball, okay, American style. Now, you probably know Team USA crushed China in their opening game before a billion TV viewers, earning the name Redeem Team. Today, they play Angola. And there's a lot at stake in this Olympics.
Wait a minute. They're playing Angola and there's a lot at stake?
No, for the basketball team in general at this Olympics, there's a lot at stake. Oh, not okay. only the honor, right. They've got this tradition from the 1992 U.S. Dream Team that Michael Jordan led to gold in Barcelona. They haven't done so well since then. But it's not all not just about their honor. It's also about the future of the NBA, and that sounds rather sensational. But Mitch Lawrence, an NBA columnist for the New York Daily News, is joining us now to explain. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, there's no question, Mitch, that these are the best basketball players in the world, that America has, as a group, the best basketball players in the world. Why is there any question of them dominating at this Olympics?
Well, because of what happened at the last Olympics in Athens, and they came in third, which was a startling finish considering how the United States had dominated up to that point. And even in the World Championships since then, the United States has struggled. So that's why they're called the Redeem Team, because they have to redeem themselves and get America back to the top platform in the gold medal.
And why haven't they done well? Is there too many millionaire players with not enough, what is it, inspiration to take one for their country?
No, there's different theories. The makeup of the last team in Athens was probably not as good as this one, even though they were all NBA players, and that's the first time an all-NBA team had lost in an Olympics. Probably not the right mix there, probably not the right coach. They have a different coach now in Mike Krzyzewski versus Larry Brown. Sometimes it also comes down to chemistry in the team. It comes down to the style of play. International ball is a little bit different. Sometimes there's not the cohesion. And then the flip side you always have to consider now is that these teams that the United States play in the Olympics are much better than the teams we used to roll over, like the Dream Team beat Angola 116-48. Back in 92, and they're much better now. A lot of these guys who play for Argentina and Spain, mm-hmm. they play in the NBA. Spain's got seven players, either current or former, in the NBA, and Argentina's got five players, like Manu Ginobili of the San Antonio Spurs. He stars for Argentina, and they're the defending gold medal champs. And so what you have is you have better competition. You got to remember, when the Dream Team was ripping up Barcelona and taking the world by storm, other teams, other players on other teams were coming up to these guys for autographs before the games. They were in awe of them. They're no longer in awe of the United States. They play in the NBA. A lot of international guys play in the NBA, so the quality of competition is much better.
You're talking about 42 NBA players on 10 different national teams, but let's go back to a point that you made about the different style of play. Is there a question here of nationalism versus marketeerism for the U.S. team, in that didn't the NBA help in building the main stadium there in Beijing for the Olympics?
Yes, they did. And that's the whole thing about China, is that the NBA got in there, I think, in the last 20 years, and they see it as a real big place to sell merchandise and sell jerseys, not only helping the growth of the game in China by starting leagues and stuff and building this arena that they're playing in Beijing. They've got a plan to build over the future 12 more NBA-style arenas, and they want to be very involved in the Chinese leagues over there. Not expansion-wise. There's not going to be a Beijing team playing the Knicks in, you know, a February game. But just in terms of how the NBA has influenced the growth of basketball in China, because there are 300 million players in China, we're you know, that's like our population. So there's a lot at stake here for the league. league. The league enjoys the fact that it is in China now for the Olympics. And, yeah, they've had a big hand in building that program there.
And you were talking about different style of play, whereas many of the international teams are focused as a team as opposed to in the U.S. You have all these individual stars. Let's start with Kobe Bryant. What did he say when he got to China?
I don't know.
Well, he was asked whether he would ever play overseas, and he said apparently, or at least he's quoted as saying, if the price were right.
Yeah, well, I doubt that, guys. And the reason is that the NBA still is the best league in the world. And although there's been a little bit, there's been some movement here in the offseason where you've had some a lot of reserve, not a lot, but they're all been reserve players, guys who don't start in the NBA. They've taken the bigger money. They're getting bigger money to play in Europe than they would in the United States. And it's not a lot by Kobe, you know, Kobe's making $20 million, $25 million a year. They're going to make $1 million. Kobe Bryant, guys like that, LeBron James, they go to Europe to vacation. They don't go to Europe to play. The best league is still in the United States, believe me. And I think he's just being very diplomatic in his answers. But Kobe is a competitor, and Kobe wants to win the most important, forget about the every 4 years of the Olympics, the most important basketball award is the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and that's given out at the NBA Finals in June. And Kobe lost there, and so he's not going to be going to Italy to play for $50 million. For 1 year, because quite frankly, Kobe Bryant, with all the endorsements he makes and guys like LeBron James, you know, the big thing for them is the prize, and the prize is the NBA trophy, not
the gold
medal
as much. That's going to be our takeaway, the prize. Mr. Lawrence, thanks so much for joining us.
That's it, guys?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't want to talk more? You know, there's team handball.
We'll have you come back, Mitch. We'll have you come back. Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
Now we turn to Femi Okeh for the latest headlines.
Poor old Mitch. I feel sorry for him. Never mind. Let's take a look at some of the big stories making your news this morning at almost 20 minutes to the hour. In a nationally televised speech, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has just ordered a halt to military action in Georgia. He says that Russia has punished Georgia enough. But this comes at the same time that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is calling on Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili to step down. Lavrov says that Moscow won't deal with the Georgian president. European leaders are heading to the region to mediate. Mexican authorities have formed a new squad to combat the growing problem of kidnapping. The capture and killing of a prominent businessman's son prompted officials to establish a 300-strong task force. Thousands of people have been kidnapped in Mexico in recent years. And there's a new Barack Obama which releases today. A new Barack Obama advert.
I was going to say, there's a new one. Did he get cloned or something?
Well, you know he likes to change. Let's have a look at his advert and have a listen into it. It's called Embrace.
For decades, he's been Washington's biggest celebrity.
John McCain.
And as Washington embraced him, John McCain hugged right back. The lobbyists.
I think you get the general idea. Senator McCain's advert recently accused.
Is Paris Hilton in it?
No, but we have Jay Leno, we have Steve Carell from Saturday Night Live, and George Bush. And it also talks about McCain as being Washington's biggest celebrity. So it's one way that the Obama camp is hitting back at the McCain camp, and so it goes on.
And so it will continue.
I can't wait to see what they come up with next. Thanks very much, Femi.
You're very welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.